It's time for the Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance.
Anybody hear any
gossip?
Gossip.
Celebrity.
Gossip.
Hollywood.
Gossip.
It's that time to dish again.
Celebrity gossip is coming up next.
Mm-hmm, I know that's right.
So, the owners of O.J. Simpson's white Bronco are looking to sell, and they want at least $1.5 million. It's the 30th anniversary of the Bronco chase, and then there's been some renewed interest since O.J.'s death. We're just a few days away from Taylor Swift's new album, The Tortured Poets Department, and with that means all the fun surprises for the Swifties.
Happy release week of the Tortured Poets Department album. Make sure to pre-save the album and keep checking back for more updates from the department.
So fans in Los Angeles will get a chance to check out a curated library installation that changes on the regular. It'll be on display at The Grove in Los Angeles from April 16th to 18th, and the album drops on Friday. Rust armorer Hannah Gutierrez-Reed was sentenced to 18 months in prison for the death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins. Alec Baldwin goes on trial in July. Hannah Waddingham from Ted Lasso went off on a photographer who asked her to show some leg. It's a little hard to hear, but listen close.
Oh my God, you never say that to a man. Oh my God. Don't be a Don't be a Don't say that to a man.
Don't say show me a leg. Oh, she was mad, and she gave him the what for. She didn't stop there. It kept on going, but I had to, you know, edit it. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame's fan vote ended last night with Dave Matthews Band being the top vote getter with a close to 600,000 votes cast. The U.S. Justice Department is reportedly preparing an antitrust lawsuit against Live Nation, the parent company of Ticketmaster. It could happen as early as next month. Their prices are too high, y'all. CBS will re-air Billy Joel, the 100th, live at Madison Square Garden on Friday night. Why?
Sing us the song, you're the piano man.
Because Sunday's broadcast was cut short during his final song, Piano Man, so they could go to the local news. Seriously? It's Billy Joel. This has a whole Super Bowl feel to it, doesn't it? Anyway, so they're going to re-air it this Friday night. Thank goodness, because it was too late for me to watch. So I know what my Friday night plans are. And Keanu Reeves will voice Shadow in Sonic the Hedgehog 3. David Lee Roth has dropped a new track called Scotch and Sofa. Take a listen.
If you need me, try me weekly.
Yeah, I know. Just no. David Lee Roth, please stop. Donald Glover says he'll retire Childish Gambino after his next two albums.
I just dropped a big album. We finished it. It's Atavista. We're putting that out. But then after that, there's a Childish Gambino album, like the final Childish Gambino album.
The final Childish Gambino album. And I got a dirt alert. And considering that the subject of this dirt alert is Courtney Love, we probably should definitely call it a dirt alert. Courtney Love doesn't think Taylor Swift is important or interesting as an artist. I just heard my daughter gasp all the way in Farmington. She also doesn't like Beyonce's music and thinks Lana Del Rey should take 7 years off. Love is promoting her new series, Courtney Loves Women, in which she reflects on the various women in music who have shaped her career. Clearly, she does not understand the concept of women supporting women. Why does this not surprise me? It is Courtney Love. After all, that's the Daily Dust. And it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance, Morning Go, and B104.3. You're welcome.